Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening there, good people? It's your man Beast Bone Gun live on the off ramp, and I'm trying to get the show started, but you know, we having technical difficulties, but here we go. People back again. It's your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off ramp on this a little chilly but very nice in the Southeast Virginia Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to all you wonderful people out there. Hope you are out there enjoying the love. I hope, you know, my fellas out there getting some trim. I hope you ladies out there getting some trim, equal opportunities. I hope y'all are enjoying each other's company. I hope y'all ain't arguing. I hope y'all are enjoying the holiday for what it is, even though it's a sham of a holiday. But don't let my bum hug my bum, what do you call it, a bah humbug feeling on these holidays ruin your good evening. I hope you people who are out there in love are enjoying each other on this Valentine's Day. But if you're not, glad you're here with me, baby. 929-477-3975. Always feel free to call into the off-ramp, even if you're with your lady. If you're with your lady and y'all chilling, y'all want to listen to the soulful sound of Beach Bum Gun on this live Valentine's Day as I soothe you into night of lovely comfort. Come hang out, you know, call in. Tell me about your Valentine's Day. Tell me if the restaurants is packed. Tell me what you got your lady or you got your man, how y'all enjoy Valentine's Day, or if you don't believe in Valentine's Day. If you're like me, I'm like, yo, this is a sham. You know, if you're like me, you're just like, look, the people who I love know I love them. I don't need a day to spend money. It's enough days on the calendar that you just spend money. But again, as always, feel free to call in 929-477-3975. It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the off-ramp. You can always hit us up on Facebook at Beach Bum Gun. You can hit us up on Instagram and Twitter, too, at Beach Bum Gun. I keep telling y'all every week I'm going to get my man, N.O., to hook me up with a webpage. It just ain't happening yet, so you got to bear with me. I got my man, Hov, on the line. What's good, buddy?
What's good, man?
Not much, man. You headed out for Valentine's Day? You keeping it low key?
No, sir. Wife went to a little women's group, man. We in the club chilling. Headed to L.A. tomorrow.
L.A., big city of dreams, man. You got on beige? I hope you ain't out there wearing some kid just threw up a gang sign behind Shaq. What's wrong with these kids? Make sure you got the right colors on, man. I don't want you getting in trouble out in L.A., man.
Yeah, nah, we're being airline, dude.
Sounds like a plan, sounds like a plan. Sounds like a good time. I hope your wife is enjoying her ladies' night. I guess, I don't know, what do ladies do? Just sit around and watch a rom-com? They out there just like eating.
Nah,
like,
they're going through the Bible. I think they got a book they're going through.
Oh, this is like a church thing. It's St. Valentine's Day. Ain't churches supposed to be letting y'all be able to get it? Get in your relations on, but you know,
man, I'm not spending money today, man. I'm not gonna gas up the price of me for no reason.
Yeah, how do you feel about Christmas cards? Not Christmas cards, but just cards. Do you get your partner cards often? Are you a card guy?
Nah, yeah, we've had discussions about this show. I'm not paying money for them cards. Them cards be like $8 now, bro.
I think cards are the biggest sham in the world. I don't know why people pay, like you said, $6, $8, $4 for somebody to read someone else's word, and then you just throw them in. You throw them in the recycle. Now, my wife, she keeps every single card, and I hate it because it just ends up in a box and just ends up in, like, useless storage taking up space. I think cards are the worst. So you're like me, though. So you don't do anything. You don't do anything special Valentine's Day. Don't get no cards. Don't get no chocolate or nothing. Just be chilling.
Nah, we ain't do nothing, dude.
Yeah, I think me and my wife.
Yeah, that's amateur hour, you know. That's for amateurs, man.
That's for amateurs, yo.
Yeah. If you don't have a girl, or you, if you're not married, I won't say if you don't have a girl, you ain't been with your significant other for some good time, like, you probably going to have to put the bill in there. Or I guess if you have daughters, it's different. Like, I've seen a lot of my boys post on Facebook that have daughters, like, you know, they bought their daughters some stuff, and I think that's good. Like, that's a good look. But if you've been with your girl or your wife, like, 10 years, like, And the only time you've taken her out is Valentine's Day, then yeah, you probably should take advantage of the holiday. But outside of that, yo, it's an amateur hour, yo. It's like my man at work, bro, tried to get a table. Man started at a spot called Ocean 44, man. It's white glove type service, the spot where they be asking you want bottled water, you want sparkling water, like what kind of water you want. Next thing you know, man, he couldn't find reservations. He like, man, is Red Lobster nice? I'm like, come on, bro, like. Amateur hour, bro. Don't even know what you're doing out there.
It's Red Lobster night. I will say, where you live at in the part of the world, asking what type of water is necessary, because I've visited you and I've poured a glass of water and it was like white floaty things flowing all around the water. So I can understand somebody wanting some good quality water in your part of the world, man. Because your desert is a little bit different when it comes to the aqua. But I agree, man. You know, trying to force reservations, you know, being in a packed restaurant, and now restaurants give you those limited menus because they don't want the full menu because they don't want to bag up the kitchen. Every place is packed. Like, yeah, I mean, come on, yo. If you love somebody, you want to do something for somebody, don't wait for some random person on the calendar to tell you to do something. I'm good with sharing memories and going out and hanging out with folks. But it shouldn't be on a designated day where everybody in America does it at the same time. Like us doing our little fellowship last week. Like, that's dope. A bunch of us got together, we picked a date, hung out, spent some time, had a good time, had a great time. You know, my anniversary is, you know, when it is, you know, got the wife, go out, even though we never do anything for our anniversary. But, you know, if you pick those days to kind of hang out, those are special to you. They're different. Or if you just want to give a people hang out. But picking a day where everybody decides to go out, man, that sucks, man. Like, I feel bad for y'all who are, like, in that young love stage where you got to buy your girl. And I know my man's going to get mad because I know he's listening. But you know, you got your girl's nice little hotel room with the sheets that somebody probably skeeted in the night before. You got roses and chocolate, and y'all gonna get it on, and it's gonna be a good night. But you wasted like $250 where, you know, you could have bought a $20 steak at the grocery store, threw it in the oven, and still got it on, and y'all could have saved some money. So I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Boo hoo to Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day sucks. Got my man N.O. on the line. N.O., what's poppin', buddy?
Yo, what's going on, brother?
Not much, man. You've been a hot commodity lately, man. I had somebody text me and ask me if I made a love connection with you and Elise last week, man.
Ah, you're funny.
So it is Valentine's Day, so I know I was supposed to exchange numbers. I got to do that so y'all can link up in the A-Town, but what you got going on Valentine's Day, man? I know you one of the few single guys I know. So you, what you got? What happens to you guys on Valentine's Day? You got trimmed down the line?
What happens to you guys? I set ground rules. I don't do Valentine's Day. I just don't do it. If you don't know how I feel about you before this one day of the year, then you never gonna know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Valentine's Day
is that hard. It's simple for me. I just left Chipotle, got me a little something to eat, and I jumped on the off ramp. It's that simple. That's my night.
Yeah. Well, I definitely appreciate you. Definitely appreciate you joining us, man. We're gonna get into a conversation. I got one of my homies online. Ah, man, I don't like giving out your government, so I'll just call you, man. I'll just call you New York, New York, New York. What's poppin', buddy?
Yo, what it do? What it do? Can't complain. I'm out here living and working.
I hear you. I hear you. So. You one of my young boys, man. You one of those young, energetic kids. What's your take on Valentine's Day? You out here whining and dining. You taking your lady, getting her some Gucci flip-flops with the fur on the back.
Oh, nah. I feel this way. If you my girl, we up under each other almost like 25-8, 365, a whole year. It don't take this one day out of the year for me that I got to go all out and show you my love or profess my love to you when I'm doing that on the regular, on the daily. You feel what I'm saying? Because, I mean, show you these days, all they want is love and attention and affection. They want to be all up under you. They want you to post them on your Instagram, your Snapchat, free social media, show them out to the world and everything. And if I'm already doing that, this day, this one day, Valentine's Day out of the year, I mean, we can cool it, we can chill, but nah, I'm not spending no $250 on no hotel, another, what, $20 for some roses, $15 for the chocolate, plus I got to take you out to dinner just for all that. Like, nah, we chilling, we keeping it cool and simple and all that. So, yeah, I mean, and plus, Valentine's Day is the day before my birthday anyway, so I'm automatically just celebrating my birthday. Valentine's Day is canceled.
Yo, bro. Okay. Well, first of all, happy early birthday, YG. You should have told me, man. You got to let me know what a turn up is, man. I could have came up this weekend. But yo,
hey, look.
Go ahead.
Nah. I didn't know what the plans were because the government was supposed to shut down again. But luckily, it opened up. I still got a job, so I ain't know what the plan was. I ain't gonna splurge too much money. And I might not have it no more. So, yeah, I just kept it simple for this year.
True. Yeah. Your boy Trump going to sign that paper and declare an emergency and still build his wall. So, at least y'all got a job, though. That's all that really counts. But, yeah, I got a question, bro. Where the fuck are you spending $15 for some chocolate at? And what type of chocolate do you buy for $15?
Look, it'd be the Safeway brand or the CVS. You can't make the box too small because it's gonna seem like, oh, you did it last minute and you don't really care about your shorty. You gotta get like the extra, like the probably the medium or the large size chocolate so she can give a variety of flavors and stuff. You can't go to the small $4.99 heart shaped box out of the CVS card aisle or stuff like that. Nah.
Yo, M&M's are a buck. And I still think that's a little bright.
That's a fact.
But all right, man. Good to hear from you. Let me know if you want to jump back in. So we'll get the show started. So since I got, you know, mainly fellas, we probably need to get some girls on here to talk about this Valentine's Day. Because it seems like we're all in agreement. It sounds like we all think Valentine's Day is a sham. We all feel like we don't.
Can't get them on. They're all out on dates.
What'd you say?
I said they're all out on dates. You can't get them on.
Yo, and that's the other side to it, you know, because these women on Valentine's Day are definitely out with guys that they don't really like and just using them for their money.
Correct.
Like, not even just using them for their money, but, you know, they didn't get the Valentine that they wanted, so they settled. and they got somebody taking my bed. They out there eating popcorn shrimp and drinking pink lemonade from somebody they don't even want to give the buns to.
Right.
But I do feel like we need to get another female on the line, though, because we might be a little bit misogynistic right now. It might be a little bit sexist.
Can I just say something real quick? My biggest beef with this holiday, so-called holiday, is where it falls. And this is where me and the women that I date run into problems. Because my priority is All-Star Weekend. I don't give a damn about Valentine's Day at all. But it always falls. All-Star Weekend is always that weekend that people celebrate Valentine's Day. So any woman that's with me is going to have to go. She's either A, going to have to sit on the couch with me and watch All-Star Weekend the whole weekend, or B, go with me to All-Star Weekend when I go.
Whoa.
Simple.
Whoa. You taking a girl to All-Star Weekend? And that's my other problem. Because a lot of these chicks who
want
to go out. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's true. I mean, it's not like I wouldn't go with my wife to All-Star Weekend. But a lot of these chicks who's out on these dates now, drinking pink lemonade and eating popcorn chicken, they gonna be All-Star Weekend in Charlotte looking for a ball player. This is damn it's cold. The game is cold. The game is cold as a motherfucker, man.
And I'm gonna be right there pulling the wool over their eyes too. Right there in Charlotte, pulling the wool over their eyes.
That's why I like just being married and unhappy, man. At least I know I ain't got to spend no money. Yo, All-Star Weekend is a good weekend now. Ho, we've been to a couple All-Star Weekends. Didn't we go to All-Star Weekend in Philly?
Yeah, we sure did, yo. That's more than an amateur hour, man. Just bumped up prices, yo. I can't do it, man.
Hey, which one of y'all?
For no reason, though.
Hey, which one of y'all putting away dishes?
Not me.
I'm eating. I just came from Chipotle, remember?
But yeah, man. So what'd you say, Hov? Is another amateur hour All-Star Weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of people that get together, but again, they be bumping up prices just like the Super Bowl. You know, we talked about going to the actual place of the Super Bowl, but they just be bumping up prices. It'd be crowded. Like, you can't do nothing regular, so I can't get down with that type of stuff no more. It was fun when we went, but it's overpriced, bro.
Yeah, you get to an age where if you can't move and shake in a spot, you just don't feel comfortable being in there. And as a fat guy, I got to be able to move. I got, because I already sweat. I ain't trying to sweat on nobody. I tell you, that's the best thing about me. I understand that I'm fat. I understand I sweat. I don't want to sweat on nobody. I don't want my arm rubbing up against you when it's dripping wet. So if it's too packed in the club and the AC ain't on really well, I don't want to be in there. Now, my man in New York, I actually want to call you Blood Pop. I don't know, have you seen the Killer Mike with the Crippa Cola and the Blood Pop?
Yeah. Shout out to my man, Hocus 4-5. That's a real legend in Bronx, man. That's a real legend, man. Look, I support that whole documentary. I was trying to follow it and everything. Look, in today's society, looking at that, trying to only buy from black businesses, that's literally a struggle. Especially if you live in somewhere like PG County myself, everything is white owned around here. So I'm
really?
With
the amount of, and that switched topic pretty quickly, but I'm surprised at that. Because, I mean, I guess I'm not that familiar with PG County, but it's the richest black county in the nation, right? I would think there'd be more black businesses there than pretty much anywhere else. But I guess most people in that area just work for the government.
Yeah.
But, so did you buy any of the Crippa Cola or the Blood Pop?
No, I'm trying to get me a T-shirt for the blood pot, so I got to support the homies. But, like, yeah, I'm definitely avid about that. I got to support the homies. I'll even buy the Cripple Cola, too. Like, you know, I got to always support black business. You know, the way they was talking.
Yeah, I was going to ask you the rules on that.
I mean, yeah, I mean, like, at the end of the day, it's 2019. Nobody's fighting over colors no more, all that. So, I mean, it's always good to see. Yeah, it's always good to see other people prosper no matter what. I mean, I'm not the type to hate. I mean, I always have my opinion. If I don't like them, that's always going to be what it is. But, I mean, if you out here getting the dollar, you trying to make it on your own, you trying to support your family and stuff like that, I would definitely support it, no matter what the cause is. I mean, not no stuff that I don't believe in, but I definitely support you trying to support the community, giving back and putting food on your table and for your family and stuff like that. So, yeah, I will always reach out and support them.
Yeah, I tried to buy both of them. You know, I'm neutral. You know, you're my man, so, you know, all that first, but, you know, I'm neutral. So I tried to buy both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
It was $26 for each four-pack of bottles. And I was like, I'm not spending $30 on eight Colas. I support businesses, but that's just a bad investment.
Yeah.
You can't spend $30 on some sugar with sugar water, man. That's just, at that point, you just being a sucker.
You go to a restaurant and put the little white packets of sugar or the little, what's it called, the actual raw sugar cane in your water or something.
Right. Okay, so we're going to close out this Valentine's Day topic. I know me and New York got off on a quick tangent, but I did have one of my homegirls. I was talking to her yesterday, and she was listening to the Breakfast Club talking about Valentine's Day. And she was asking me where I fell on the subject of if your birthday falls on a holiday, because she was explaining to me, and I don't want to give out her personal information, but she's saying that basically her birthday is, let's just say Valentine's Day. Her birthday is today is Valentine's Day. Now, she expects her significant other to give her a birthday gift and a Valentine's Day gift. And I'm just putting her as the main subject because it's not the entire story. But so in her mind, and this isn't really her, this is just, I'm just, you know what I mean, putting the story out there. So in her mind, she's saying, okay, it's my birthday. I know it's Valentine's Day. It fell on Valentine's Day this year. You getting me a gift for my birthday and Valentine's Day or a combination. I'm void of buying anybody anything because it's my birthday. So I'll start with you, Ho. Does she have a case where she feels like it's her birthday, she shouldn't have to buy anybody anything?
I mean, that's her and her relationship. Like, I'll get, if she was my woman, like, I'm going to get you a birthday. I'm going to make sure you feel special, but I ain't getting you a Valentine's Day gift. Like, so I'm still not supporting the holiday.
Okay. Let me change the scenario a bit. What if y'all both celebrated Valentine's Day? Take your personal views out of it. What if you were the type of person who was like, every relationship before that, I celebrate Valentine's Day. I'm going to get her something on Valentine's Day, but you expect something back on Valentine's Day. Are you giving her a pass because it's her birthday?
Yeah, I think that would be – I wouldn't expect nothing for her to give me a gift on her birthday. Like, that's kind of – I try to make birthdays a big deal. So if it landed on another holiday, either we're going to celebrate your birthday on a different day because we're still not going to go out on Valentine's Day, even if it is your birthday. That's just dumb. You know, we go out Friday night, the day after, or the day before, or something.
But,
well, nah, I wouldn't expect to get.
But what about what if her birthday was on Christmas?
Oh, she gonna have to come up on a Christmas gift though, like.
So,
you gotta talk to your mom
so,
yeah. About why your birthday landed on Jesus' birthday, D.
So you're not of the thought process that it's your birthday, it absolves you from doing anything from anybody else theory. I'm just taking a poll for her. I know she's a listener And she's probably going to text me like, that ain't really what I meant. But I just want, I'm just taking a poll right now. If it's your girl's birthday.
I would expect me to give her more gifts than she would give me. Like, it shouldn't be equal that day.
But you still expect something.
Yeah, I still expect something.
Okay. And, no, what you think? What you think about the scenario I laid out?
My take on it is, if we're celebrating the holiday, whatever the holiday is, then it should be a mutual thing. We both should get gifts. Don't matter if it's your birthday or not. If you want your birthday to be singled out, then we need to celebrate your birthday on a different day. But if we're participating in this holiday where everybody's supposed to get gifts, then everybody's supposed to get gifts. Simple.
Okay. New York, you got anything?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if your birthday falls on a holiday and stuff like that, and we already made plans on celebrating a holiday, I think you should celebrate your birthday on a different day. But, I mean, at the same time, I mean, if your birthday comes first, I understand if you want to celebrate your birthday. But if this is like in a situation of Valentine's Day or Christmas, like you said, and we're supposed to be exchanging gifts, I mean, I ain't no greedy nigga or nothing like that. I'm just going to I'm not going to expect nothing, but, I mean, I would just hope the same love is shown in return in that aspect. But, yeah, I mean, if it's your birthday and all that, I understand. You can settle that some other time or have it on the other day. But, I mean, if you can celebrate that both on the same time, then we good. If not, then I understand.
Okay, so then let's delve into that topic real quick, NY. So, if you're telling me that you just want to be reciprocal, and I understand that, what if you're the type of person who's like, I don't need to make, you know what I mean, I'm not a big birthday person, birthdays aren't a big deal, but she's like, oh, my birthday, it's my day, I'm a wild out, I'm a party. So you're like, okay, cool, you my lady, I'm going to hook you up real crazy for your birthday since you want it to be a big deal. Do you then expect her to do something special for you? Just because you wanted to be reciprocal, even though you're not big on birthdays? Or are you saying, okay, well, I'm going to just do something for her and she ain't got to do nothing to me. She ain't got to do nothing for me.
I would say, you know, for the first couple of times or however long we're together, I mean, I'll go all out. I won't expect nothing or anything like that. I'll just try to make her feel special if she want to celebrate her birthday. Because after all of that, I mean, it's still her born day. It's the day that she was born. So I don't have no problem going out for her birthday, make sure she feel love or anything else. But any year after that or after I've done it a couple of times or stuff like that, I mean, just so you could show the love back. I mean, just as long as it's not me seeming like I'm catering to you for Valentine's Day and your birthday without getting back all the times we celebrated Valentine's Day, if that makes sense.
True. Now, I mean, I just want to, I mean, I don't know about y'all, so I'll ask, I'll jump to NO real quick. Like, do you get good stuff for your birthday? Do your women treat you well on your birthday?
I've had one or two. I've had one or two. See, here's the
hell
thing.
No.
Like,
be real.
I've had some good birthdays. When I was married, that was one thing my ex-wife did well. Like, she, like, when it came to my birthday, like, she went all out. Like, she, one year she took me to Puerto Rico. And she got a suite at the Ritz, and we were on the beach. We were there down there for a week. Like, it was a great deal. So I've had some good birthdays.
Okay.
I can't even say that. Like, the woman I was talking to last year, she got me a good birthday gift. Like, it wasn't extravagant, but she's a teacher. So for what she makes, it was a lot. Like, she took me to a steakhouse. She knows the steak is my favorite food. She took me to a steakhouse. The dinner was like $250, and then she bought me a Michael Kors watch. That's another $250. Like, she's a teacher. She can't afford $500 on a birthday, but she did. Like, to me, that was awesome.
So,
like,
so she a teacher in Atlanta, huh? Yeah. Think, did she pay in all ones?
You stupid. Shut up. So she's a real teacher in Cobb County, north of Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I see Players Club. I just know that sometimes they have second jobs.
Yo, shut up.
Atlanta's a popular spot for that, man. I'm just saying. I didn't know if you knew.
I've been down here 5 years. I know something.
Okay. I think that's still being single, though. So, Hov, I'm going to jump to you because you're the other married guy on the line. You get good gifts for your birthday?
Yeah, yo, I get a great gift for my birthday.
Jesus. All right. So, New York, you my last one. You get good gifts for your birthday?
Nah, not at all. I mean, I don't get no.
You're so happy to have somebody on your side just because you get terrible gifts for guns.
Look,
yeah.
Yo, you're grimy.
All the, all the girls that I ever dated was in college, so they got student loans and all this other stuff to pay back. They ain't worried about my birthday.
Yo, I'm glad I have somebody because that's my beat, yo. Like, look, my wife is great. I ain't trying to bash her, but, like, for her birthday, fly out to California, go do it big for Comic-Con and all that stuff. For my birthday, she's like, what you want to do? I'm like, you know what, let me just get a couple hours, though. Let me just, you and the baby get out of here. Let me just spend a couple hours in front of this TV playing a video game with a bottle of Jack by myself. She tells me no. So then I'm like, all right, well, what you want to do?
She didn't know that? Wow.
Yeah, my wife be telling me no. Anytime I ask for space, she tells me no. I think she knows I'm just going to do nothing but get drunk and sit in the house. So I think she's more worried about my health. But yeah, man, I stopped getting good gifts once I got married, y'all. It just became of whatever you want to do, and I just like, but I mean, I can't really blame her. Like, I'm making jokes about it. I can't really blame her. It's not like I make a big deal out of it. Like, I don't like, yo, you need to get me this, and I get all salty and all that stuff, and she don't give me nothing. I just chalk it up, man. I think I'm at the age where if I want something, I just buy it myself. Like, if I want a pair of Jordans, I'll just buy them. It ain't got to be for my birthday. It's just the colorway came out that I like, so I'm going to buy them. Fuck, I need to wait a certain day for it. It's my birthday. It's the day I came out with my mama. Yay. It's just not that big of a deal. So, and plus, I don't know, I'm big on, okay, my birthday happens, you know, it's a day in the week or whatever, so now we're going to spend a couple hundred hours just on that day. I'd rather say, let's schedule a week to go somewhere and hang out for a week. It ain't got to be for a special reason. Let's just schedule a week to spend some money to go hang out somewhere and just call it a day. So, I don't know, but my birthday gifts suck, man. I did get some good bottles of whiskey. Back when we were first dating, back when she loved me. I don't think she loves me anymore. But, you know, what can you do? That happens. So I think that's where I want to end at with Valentine's Day until we get a female on here to really talk about, you know, what's going on with Valentine's Day. With just us guys talking, it ain't really doing nothing. But since we got a bunch of guys on here, I will jump to N.O., did you watch the new football league this past weekend?
No, I missed it. I heard great things about it though. I'm going to watch it. I heard they're hitting like they used to hit. Boys out there hungry. I need to see it.
Okay, Hov, you get a chance to watch it?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I saw two of the games, man. It was good football. I mean, it wasn't the talent level. You can tell the talent level definitely dropped off a little bit, but they got a good product out there, man. They got people that want to play the game, that's playing hard, that's trying to put together film to get back to the NFL for those that were in it and for some that never made it just to get a chance, man. And I read a story today, Beach Bum. I don't know if you saw it, man, that they offered Cap opportunity to play in it, and the man said he wanted $20 million to play.
I saw that.
Whoa.
I saw that. They offered Tebow, too. Tebow was like, nah.
Yeah, but Tebow played baseball.
$20 million to play in the AAFL?
Yeah, bro. Here's what I'll say about it. He didn't come out and say it. Like, it's all just speculation and news, so it could just be propaganda. Maybe Cap didn't say it. But if he did say it, you know, that I don't know what to think about it. Like, $20 mil? You wouldn't get $20 mil to NFL.
I don't think he said that.
Yeah,
why don't you
think
he said
New York.
Go ahead, Dan. I'll answer him.
Wait, what was the question? I didn't hear it.
Why don't you think he said it?
I just don't. That's unreasonable. And he just, like, to me anyway, he doesn't seem like an unreasonable guy. You ask him for $20 million for the league. I believe he asked for more than they were offering because he figured he was going to be the biggest draw in the league and they were going to use him as the face of the league. So that makes sense. But $20 million? I don't think he asked for that, man.
Yeah, $20 million might be worth more than all the football teams combined.
Correct.
So, New York, you get a chance to watch the football? You watch any of the AFL?
Nah, I ain't get a chance to watch it.
Okay. We got my man 8-Point on the line. 8-Point, you get a chance to watch the AFL this weekend?
I did not, but I just want to chime in on that $20 million. You ever been in a position where you just need a job?
Yeah, my wife's now. You somebody hiring?
Wait, what? Anyway, we'll talk about that later. But you know you know you need a job and I don't we all know that we don't know if it's true or not the whole $20 million. But if it is true, good Lord, man! Like you said, man, that's like the whole team budget right there.
Well, I think that's more than the team budget. I think that's just like the entire franchise. I think that's a couple franchise budgets. Because I think what I've read and hope, correct me if I'm wrong, they're only getting paid about $70,000. Like, they're not getting paid like even six figures to play in this league. And I think even like the good players, like the
It's probably less than that on the average, man. Because, I mean, even, like, you look at, like, AAA baseball players, man, they're only getting, like, $35,000, $40,000 a year.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're getting paid more.
Say that again, Hov?
I think the starters are getting paid more than that. I think the starters are getting six figures.
I thought they were getting six figures. Like, they already got TV. They outdrew an audience on the NBA last weekend, so they getting some money coming in. Like, it's not twenty million. It's not chump change. It's not twenty million, but it's not chump change either.
$20 million is a lot,
man, over 3 years, bro.
Say that again.
They get $250,000 over 3 years, so they're getting about $80,000 a year.
So 80 to 70. So with taxes, they're probably right around $70,000 a year. So, yeah, I mean, if that story is true with Kaepernick, that puts a whole damper on what he was fighting for. I mean, he still probably has a good collusion case about the NFL, but the whole plight of, all I did was want to play football and they blackballed me because of my views and all I did was want to play football, that goes out the door if a team is like, hey, man, you can come play football here and still have your message and do all this. And he's like, yeah, for $20 million, like that does put a bad stamp on it. But that doesn't – I mean, it doesn't seem like it's true if he's asking $20 million from that league. Because you're right. If you wouldn't even get $20 million in the NFL, how would you think you would get $20 million even in a lower league? But, I mean, I agree with you. I think they have a chance to succeed. I'm excited to see – what the XFL is going to look like next year. But it was good quality football. Like, if y'all get a chance to watch it this weekend, I tell you the funniest thing about it. I mean, we're all pretty much athletes on here. The main thing that I noticed that was the difference between the AAFL and the NFL is these guys can't catch, like I said it a bunch watching the game, like, oh, you got to catch that. That's probably why you're not in the league. Like, these guys are just as fast, just as strong, just as big, but they can't catch, yo. Like, they can't catch under high pressure situations, and I guess pressure bust pipes. But if y'all get a chance, man, check it out. I think they got a chance at succeeding as a lower league to the NFL. It'd be dope if.
What channel is it on?
The AAFL came on CBS and NFL Network. So
okay.
If I could climb a fucking remote, that's the only thing about having two TVs that are the same. You got two different remotes, but they look exactly the same. So I'm always turning the wrong TV. But yeah, you can catch the games on NFL Network, and I believe it was CBS. But I don't know what time the games are coming on this week. But it was usually
I have to check it out.
Was it Saturday night, Hope, or was it Sunday that the games came on last week?
Saturday
night. So it'll probably come on Saturday night again. But yeah, good football. A couple names. You got the kid from Penn State. What was that kid named? Brackenridge. I don't know. But yeah. So. But we'll see. I'll be keeping an eye out on that Kaepernick story. I want to see if that $20 million is real. So what else we got? Did y'all see? All right. So random stories. Okay, let's start some random stuff. Oh, so I guess we'll deal with the other big thing. So New York, you my young hip guy, man. You watch the Grammys?
Nah, I actually decided to not watch it this year.
No?
One year that I decided to not watch it, everybody came up and won a Grammy. But I'm happy for it. Shout out to Cardi. She deserves it. She deserves it.
Yeah. All right, so hold on. Just real quick before I get back to you, New York. A point. So 8 p.m. Saturday night. AAF on NFL Network.
Okay.
So just to give you a heads up. So, all right, back to New York on the Grammys. I know you're big in the music scene. I know you got a lot of folks in the music industry. So do you take stock in people getting Grammys? Because I think it's a bunch of bullshit. Like, I don't understand why people put stock in award shows.
Yeah, I don't get that either. I don't think, like, even at that, I mean, I feel like it's just a title or you just won a Grammy and all that. Like, I'll just pay attention to that. I believe in straight, good, pure music that you're supposed to feel. It's supposed to evoke some feeling towards you. And if you can do that, you can evoke, like, some type of feeling, some type of emotion. Or you get somebody thinking some type of way or some type of awareness to... Or inspire somebody to do something, get out and do something. That's all I believe in. But the Grammys and the award shows, yeah, it's all cool and everything for notoriety and stuff like that, but I don't believe in all that. As long as you do what you do, you reaching your audience and you reaching your goal as how you want to as an artist, then everything is good.
True. 8 point, you watch the Grammys this year?
I didn't, but man, that was well said, man. That was well said. I think that these award shows, the Grammys, they're a lot of a popularity contest. I mean, a lot of these artists, well, a lot of these folks, you know, they strive to get to this point because they know that, like, you know, they win a Grammy, their sales are going to go up. Now, I'm always been of the opinion of, I like independent artists. I like artists that are doing their own thing because it's something that's different. It's something that's unique, and it's something that's, you know, it's their brand. And not many people might get it, but some people will. You know, the popularity contest, they're not going to win. You know, I'm not for the whole popularity contest, to be perfectly honest with you. I think the show is a bogus. Although I will say that I didn't watch this Grammys. I don't watch many of them, but I will say that I heard that, like, there was no, like, political talk on it. There was no, you know, it was all about the music. It was, everybody was saying that this was a good Grammy show.
Well, let me ask you a question about something you just said. You said that, you know, you want a Grammy, your sales will go up. Does that really happen? And the reason why I ask is, like, I've been forced to watch these award shows because my wife likes them, even though I think they're the dumbest shit and the boringest shit in the world. But there's nothing on the Grammys that I've ever heard that I was like, yo, now I got to go download their music. Now, have you ever experienced watching the Grammys and heard something and was like, yo, I need to go listen to that?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did. It was Childish. Was it Childish? What is his name? The artist?
Childish Gambino.
Yep. It sparked my interest, and I went on YouTube and looked at it.
Get the hell out of here! Oh, were you the first person?
Yeah,
it
sparked my interest. Now did I go buy anything? No, I didn't. I did not. However, I thought that I don't know what the song is, something about America, his song. I don't know what the name of the song is. I thought the video was moving. I thought it was very it was moving. There's no two questions about it. I thought the music was good and the video was catching. So yes,
to answer
your question.
He had too many gyrations for me in the video. I can't watch half naked man. Gyrate. It's just not.
But that was
not,
to me, honestly. All right, I got to be honest with you. It to me was intriguing for a couple of reasons. One is, you know, yeah, you say the gyrations. They weren't, you know, it wasn't choreographed. It was obviously just him and his moves. He doesn't have the perfect body. He doesn't have a chilled body. He seems like an average looking dude. You know, that's what I'm saying. He's an average looking dude. You know, that to me, everything was like, this is kind of intriguing to me. And the song was good. The video was it was moving.
We're watching the end of this game, Jane.
I'm sorry, I'm yelling at my wife
what?
Because it's like a minute and 39 left in the Southern Miss UTSA game right now. And she's like, Julian, you got to go to bed. Sorry.
No problem. And you good, bro. All right.
I'll end my conversation there. Continue.
Hey, I know. Did you get a chance to watch the Grammys?
Nah, man. I don't watch award shows of any kind. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
I echo all of you guys, man. It's just a popularity contest that I don't really care to participate in. It does help their record sales, though. As somebody who did work in the industry for a few years, like,
really,
you win a Grammy.
People really go.
Yeah.
Watch
if you. Oh yeah, oh yeah. If you win a Grammy, I mean that's a plug, right? It's like the difference between being able to call somebody an elite quarterback or call them an MVP. Like, I mean, it just has a whole different.
Yep.
It's just the next level of greatness. So like, you know, like you can be a good basketball player, but you know, until you win a championship or until you win an MVP. Like people don't view you the same. They view you differently. Like somebody like Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, like James Harden, like, yeah, you're MVP now. Like, and then they're going to view James Harden different if he wins a championship. It's the same thing with the Grammys. If they win, you know, if they win like an MTV award or something like that, that's a level up. Then if they win the Grammys, that's the top level. So if you win a Grammy, then they can say Grammy Award winning artist so-and-so, and then everybody, you know, their ears perk up and they can command more money and stuff like that. That's how it works.
For why? Like, what is so special about a Grammy? It's a bunch of people telling you got a great album, when if you sold millions of records, that's your proof right there you had a great album.
It's marketability. So you can market somebody who's a Grammy Award winner. Even if people aren't into music, they heard of the Grammys. And like I said, I use sports as a parallel because it's the same thing. Somebody who is a Super Bowl MVP or NBA Finals MVP, that person is instantly marketable now. Everybody knows that person's name. Why? Because they won. They achieved the highest level of greatness in their profession. The highest level of greatness
Heisman,
in the music industry.
Heisman Trophy winner.
Correct.
There, that sums it up.
Correct.
Yeah, but
correct. You'll know a Heisman Trophy winner, even if they don't do anything after winning the Heisman.
You are like they have gone down in a history book, yep. and they can live off of the simple fact that they won a Heisman.
Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah, he's not working.
Heisman Trophy winner,
worked.
My friend.
But he worked and he made some money.
He made some money.
That's what it is, man.
Yep.
It's about status. Like it bumps you up to a different stratosphere when it comes to your profession. And like I said, it makes you marketable to advertisers, to endorsers, like to everything, man.
But I guess my problem is, and Hov, I'll jump to you. I know you've been on hold for a second. But I guess I just want to have this quick discussion with NO real quick in A point. And New York, I know you're in and out of the music industry, so feel free to jump in too. But what I don't get, what I don't agree with your parallel is sports athletes, they earn those accolades by playing on the field. The Grammy isn't something you earn. It's just something that some people decide to give to you. Like, if the Grammys
well, they,
were based
they
on
earned
the
it.
Most, how? They no, it's not based on any accomplishment. It's just based on a bunch of people in the room who think you're good.
Correct. But I mean, in a sense, that's earning it. Now, earning it on the merit of your work, that's questionable. But I mean, they earned it on the way that they put themselves in a position. You know, like I said.
Well, do you have to sell a certain amount of records to be qualified for a Grammy? Like, how do you put yourself in that position, or do you have to pay?
Yeah,
somebody
absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, you have
man,
to.
Man, you know what? I want you guys after this, phone call. I want you to look up. You ever look at TED Talks?
All the time.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
All right. I want you to look at Amanda Palmer, her TED Talk, on the art of it's called the art of asking or something like that, and it talks about, you know, how much you have to sell to validate yourself. Anyway, look it up. Amanda Palmer, TED Talks. And I'll leave it at that. You know, after the conversation, y'all can go look it up yourselves, and it will show you. Yes, you do have to like validate yourself.
Okay. Hov, you watch the Grammys?
Nah, bro, it's not my thing, man. I'm just not interested in it.
Yeah.
I got no.
Right.
Like you said, it's just a bunch of people. I don't know what the criteria is. I don't know who gets the votes. Like, I don't really care if somebody wins or not. Like, it's not going to change my opinion on their music. The album already out.
Right.
Yeah. Well, speaking of music, we could jump to this. Y'all think James Brown was murdered? Have y'all heard about that story that came out from CNN this week?
Nah, I ain't hear that one, B.
All right, so quick backstory. So James Brown, Godfather, Soul, whatever. He apparently, hey New York, I don't know what you're doing on your phone, yo, but it sounds like you were tapped, bro. And I need you to make sure you good, yeah.
Nah, I thought I was the only one hearing that. I will put myself on mute. I thought I was.
Yeah, I'm hearing it too.
Yeah, I'm definitely hearing it. I thought we were jacked into the Matrix real quick.
Hey, New York, and I know it's your phone, yo. They got you, yo. Just get a burner.
Look, I'm off this line tonight. I'm giving me a new number tomorrow.
Get you a new number and let me know what the new number is. They got you, yo. Well, all right, so back to the James Brown story. So everybody knows James Brown, Godfather of Soul. So how he died was... he got sick, you know, apparently it was like pneumonia. He got fluid in his lungs, died. Considered natural causes, even though he was sick, boom. So a CNN reporter said that he was sitting at home and got a phone call from a circus worker. So this circus girl claimed to know James Brown from way back in the day. She used to be one of his backup singers. And, like, she met James Brown when she was, like, 8, you know, wrote him this long thing about how she was a fan. 10 years later, when she became 18, she got back in touch with him, made a song with him, boom, became, like, one of his confidants, right? apparently when James started getting high, like, James Brown is like the worst individual in the world, you know. Like, this story is probably 6 pages long. They need to make this into a movie. And I've read other stuff about James Brown and watched other documentaries on James Brown. Like, James Brown used to shoot at people. Like, he literally, like, thought you was looking at his wife, and he pull out a revolver and start shooting at you. Like, he's been arrested on attempted murder. If you've never seen the interview when he came out of jail, it is one of the top 5 funniest videos of all time. Like, James Brown is just out of control. But apparently the circus word was like, look, James Brown didn't die of natural causes. He was murdered. Everybody thought she was crazy because she works for a circus. Who's going to trust anyone from a circus? Well, the CNN reporter started digging and found out that the doctor, okay, well, first, James Brown has had like 3 wives die. And they've all been from accidental overdoses. Well, apparently, like, this circus worker has information that proves that, like, James Brown had a doctor kill, like, 3 of his previous wives. And the 4th wife, like, confirms, like, yeah, he probably did kill all of them. So this also doctor, this doctor also might have killed James Brown because, one, they can't find his body to do an autopsy. 2, the doctor who declared James dead, like, when they started questioning him on, like James, like, what the condition he was, the man told him, I got Alzheimer's and don't remember. And that ain't the greatest cop-out line I've ever heard. If I'm going to court, that's going to be my line. I got Alzheimer's. So I just tell y'all a story that just if you happen to be online and you got an hour or so when you're bored, please look up the James Brown CNN article. It makes James Brown out to be the worst person in the world. Like, he was raping girls, like, in the woods high off PCP. I keep telling y'all, PCP sounds like a great drug because it just seems like it puts you in another world. And I want to try it. I just want to be locked in a room where I can't hurt nobody. Because I don't want to be out here raping girls in the woods. You can get, you know, you get like ringworm or something like that. So, have you heard about that James Brown story?
Yeah, I heard about it, man. The joint was crazy. I've heard so many different stories surrounding him, surrounding this thing, like, from he was murdered to it was an overdose to, I've heard a lot of different things. Like, they just, I don't know what to think about it. I mean, like I said, I know the industry is grimy, and I had my suspicions initially, but I mean, I'm interested to see what the final verdict is going to be once they start putting some stuff out.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to. I mean, they can't find his body. Like, they can't find James Brown's
yeah.
body.
Like, how from what I understand, somebody stole a vial of his blood right after he died. So there's some stuff. There's something out there somewhere. Yeah, one of the articles I read said somebody stole a vial of his blood or something like that.
Yeah, they stole his blood that could confirm what he actually died from. Like, who's stealing
right.
blood in the hospital? Like I sat here and watched my dad die for the last couple months. There just wasn't blood vials just around. They took a lot of blood from him. I don't know, but I guess this is also you talking about back in the 80s. So he had a great performance in Rocky IV. James Brown Rocky IV performance is legendary. Living in America. It's a damn shame to do this Apollo 2. But yeah, so Hove, you got to check out New York. Y'all got to check out that James Brown article, man. James Brown, when they make a movie of James Brown, it's gonna be interesting how they put him in the light because he's revered. I mean, if you think about James Brown's music career, he's the godfather of an entire musical section, the godfather of soul. He's like one of the worst human beings you've ever heard of. And I didn't hear about any of this stuff till this year. It's fucked up how the internet will ruin your legacy, yo. And make sure y'all stay careful out there. So, all right, cool. That's, anybody else got anything on James Brown before we move on? Nope. All right, cool. So, did y'all see Floyd Mayweather and all his gold and not with the Gucci boycott? Hov, I'll go to you first. I know you probably haven't. I know you ain't been on the internet or seen that. But did you get a chance to see Floyd's Instagram post? I don't know what happened to Hov. So, and no, I'll go to you next. Did you get a chance to see it?
Nah, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen Floyd's Instagram. Last time I saw something about Floyd, he was beating the hell out of some dude in China. And then the next thing I saw, he had a briefcase full of money. He was talking about that's how the money team do it. So I haven't seen this last one.
Yeah, that Asian kid was crying, yo.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Hey, New York, you big on the gram, yo. Did you see Floyd and all his drip and his yellow robe with all that gold and stuff on?
Yeah, I definitely seen it. I think that whole situation, I don't know. I mean, that whole situation with Gucci and everything, I feel like every year, there's always something about with a clothing company or a brand comes out that's like disrespectful to African Americans in that community. And then every time they come back with an apology and they say, well, we didn't think through this. We're going to hire some more people to help with diversity and reaching out to the communities and stuff like that, just so they can get like a better take. But like every year, it's something new that offends the African American community. Now, I don't know if it's like, how do I say this? I don't know if they're doing it just for publicity and just to increase the sales, because I feel like Floyd Mayweather has a very valid point in that situation where I feel like he acted like an ass, for real. But, I mean, if you're going to boycott something, boycott it and just stay true to the boycott. Don't sit up here and act like you offended, but then all of a sudden Gucci makes an apology, and all of a sudden, the Gucci, whatever the brand, you know, they give out sponsorships to certain type of artists or whatever. They'd be like, oh, we offended, we boycotted, but here's our sincerest apology. We're going to gift you with all these Gucci socks, Gucci, all these Gucci clothes, just so you can accept our apology and still support our brand and stuff like that. So I feel like if you're going to boycott a clothing brand or whatever based off of blackface or anything, stick to it. Don't cave in because they giving you money, because you sponsoring their brand and you bringing more attention to their brand so you can make money off of it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I have a hard time coping with this in my mind because – well, one, I ain't buying Gucci. I got a friend that used to work for Gucci, and I went up to New York, and Hov knows him. It's one of his best friends. Yo, one of the funnest times I've ever had was in the Gucci store in Manhattan, yo. We drank about 6 bottles of champagne in that Gucci store and was wasted. So I had a good time on Gucci. Now, as far as the whole blackface and, like you said, New York, I believe, because what, last year was the H&M who did something similar. Like, it does seem like these companies, like, revisit some of their old styles that were popular probably in, like, the Jim Crow area or in the racial times and try to bring them back out for style, not realizing it was going to offend people. But then I go to the whole thing of is like, well, don't we want to preach forgiveness? So basically, like, if I fuck up and I say, damn, I didn't realize I was fucking up, my bad, like, shouldn't you forgive me? Like, shouldn't, like, as long as it's not happening continually. So last year, H&M did it, they fucked up. This year, Gucci did it. And if they say, yo, my bad, we didn't realize it, we got a bunch of, you know, white, foreign, you know, designers up here who aren't you know, hip to the African American struggles in America, because overseas doesn't view racism like America does. It's a whole different viewpoint. Like I said, one of my homegirls is from England. She didn't even know about slavery until she got to America when she was 30. So it's just a whole different view of that type of stuff. So if Gucci says, yo, we fucked up our bad, shouldn't we say, oh, okay, well, you know, at least you pulled it and then say, fuck it, I'm going to keep it out there, right? I mean, should we forgive him or should we just be like, fuck it? I mean, I ain't buying Gucci anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I can't afford Gucci. The most thing I got is $100.
Yo, you bullshit. Yo, you can't come on here.
Yeah.
Look,
that was before everything. I got me the flip-flops or whatever with Future made it hot just because I was following the trend. But I feel like in this certain type of society, you got to be aware of certain type of stuff. And everything that's been happening over the past few years of us just coming together and taking a stand of the police brutality in our communities and stuff like that, you have to be aware of certain type of stuff. Just to say that, you know what, this may not be a good idea. And I feel like just with the companies, this is not enough diversity or somebody in the head of the company just to say, you know what, stop, let's just think about this. Let's see how this offends the community around us and the buyers of our brand. I don't think that's too much going on around the community, but and I also say this too because art is art. I feel like if somebody makes art, it's just how they feel or anything, whatever. I mean, I can't communicate this in a good way because I haven't really studied the topic, but I mean, art is what you make it. You can be original with it, or you can try to, like you said, bring back, revamp something from the old Jim Crow era or whatever and try to put it on a shirt and sell it to certain type of people. But I feel like they have to be aware of what's going on everywhere in the world, not just over there in Spain or England or anything. You just have to be aware of everything that's happening in the world for you
True.
To not offend a certain type of demographic.
True.
That's
a big ass.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's going on in Africa, yo. I just found out they got building jail. I keep staying up late night getting high watching these BET commercials. It looks like Africa's terrible. My homegirl just got back from Africa. She told me it was beautiful. She told me Nas wasn't lying to us in Belly. Africa's beautiful.
They're over there building their own mansion.
Africa is beautiful.
It's crazy because they pushing this false narrative on like the late night 3 o'clock with these infomercials donating 15 cents a month and stuff like that. No, it's beautiful.
They be almost getting me, yo. They be almost getting me. I'm ready to donate. Some kids look bad with them flies, yo.
You send them 15 cents. You not even knowing you're waging a war over there.
Yeah, I gotta burn a credit card, yo. They can't steal it. Go ahead, N.O.
Nah, Africa's beautiful, man. I think everybody should go to some country, any country in Africa, at least once.
Yeah, I heard they got voodoo over there, so I'm good.
Man, they got voodoo in my hometown. Like, that ain't, you know, they ain't saying nothing.
Look, I've been to your hometown, yo. That's a different type of place, yo. Like, you can tell when they say the party don't stop. I 100% agree. But there's some people walking around there like zombies that the party should have stopped about 10 years ago. I was looking like, yo, this is one of the funnest cities I've ever been to. But some of these people have taken on this drinking lifestyle way too seriously. All right, but I guess that's all I got about that. So, all right, so next random story. Hov, you back on? Because I'll jump to you because I missed you last time. You back on?
Yeah, I'm on.
All right, so Brad Pitt attended Jennifer Aniston's birthday. Do you know who those two people are?
You said he attended her birthday? Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, so Brad Pitt was with Jennifer Aniston. They were married. They broke up. They made Mr. and Mrs. Smith with the girl with the big lips. They got married. So Jennifer and Ben had been beefing. But so now Brad and Angelina Jolie broke up, and now Brad attended Jen's birthday. None of that shit matters. I was reading a story and thought to myself, when is it okay to go to an ex-girlfriend's birthday? So, Hov, my question to you is, what scenario do you see that it's okay to attend an ex-girlfriend's birthday?
When you're single, you know? Outside of that, it's just not a good look. If you married, that's just not a good look.
So only if you're single. Like, you can't even be, and I'm not putting you in this position. I'm just saying, like, in general, like, if somebody was with just dating another girl and they got invited to the ex-girl's birthday, you think it's a bad idea for them to show up?
I mean, I would say this. Like, if we've been kicking it and or they've been kicking it and they cool, or they still friends and they still talk. But if they ain't seen each other in like 5 years and then you get an invite to the party, you probably shouldn't go. Like, you should probably go ahead and let the – you ain't seen her in a while for a reason, you know. Leave that one alone.
And, no, what you think? When's it okay? What scenario do you see that you should attend the next girlfriend's birthday?
I don't attend any ex events at all. So I'm gonna say never. I'm gonna say it's never okay because exes are exes for a reason. But for the sake of
never
the conversation,
okay.
I just think exes are exes for a reason. Like, I just, you know, I leave them in the past. Like, when I'm done or when we're done, we're done.
But you could have a relationship with a woman and you realize it's not going to work out long term because, you know, we're older. You know, you look for things that will be long term viable. You could break up with a woman just like, ah, this really ain't going to work. Y'all can still be cool, right? Like, not every breakup has to be bad, right?
I'm not saying every breakup has to be bad. There are exceptions to every rule. Like, I mean, if y'all were friends beforehand or something like that, then, you know, then y'all can keep talking. But for me, as a general rule of thumb, just you're an ex for a reason. But, you know, if you're with another chick and you have an ex that has an event, whatever the case may be, I don't see too many women being okay with that. So if you want to keep your chick, if you want to keep your current chick, you might want to stay your ass at home.
New York, what you think?
Look, from my young perspective, I don't know how it is to be married or anything like that. I agree. If you break up with an ex and you break up with her in some type of bad type of way, yeah, leave her in the past. But if you got history with Shorty, like she been there day one or whatever, y'all been friends, y'all decide to get in a relationship, it don't work out, and y'all just remain cool. I mean, I'm just going to travel to that birthday party if we keep in contact. Now, if you said, like what you said, 5 years later and stuff like that, and I receive an invitation out of the blue, nah, we Gucci. But other than that, yeah, I'll still go. If I ain't have no problem with her, we remain on a good course, or we just friends like that and just a chill environment. Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think the only thing, I got invited to an ex's baby shower, but I didn't go just in case the baby looked like me. I didn't want them type problems. I didn't want to show up and be like,
something's wrong with you, dude.
Oh, man.
But I'll go back to you. Do you not believe a guy and a girl can just be, like, get into a relationship, realize, you know, it ain't going to work, and just legitimately be friends?
I mean, I have a lot of female friends, but I mean, I don't know. I feel like somebody's always gonna catch feelings again if you go that route. Like somebody's always gonna catch feelings again. Like it just never fails. But for me, like if I've never been involved with you, like I have a lot of female friends that I've never been involved with, and we kick it, we have drinks, like we just straight up cool. So nah, they can be strictly platonic relationships, but you know, I just think it's generally a bad idea to revisit the whole situation.
Now, if you have a girlfriend, do you think you'd have to give up those platonic female relationships?
No, hell no. No, I'm not giving friendships. Anything I had before you is going to be there with you, or you're not going to be there.
From a non-married guy. Go ahead, Hov.
Nah, I've been married. Like, that's part of the reason why I'm divorced now, because of stuff like that. You saying tough talk from a married guy? Like, I'm divorced, but I'm not. I'm gonna be true to who I am. You coming at me like I've never been married just because you got perfect relationship?
Oh shit! You see, I'm talking to you bastards on Valentine's Day. How do you think my relationship's perfect? Sit here drinking water, yo. Being sober sucks, man. But that'll be a story for another day. But yeah, I mean, look, I got female friends too. I mean, I guess I would say my opinion is you just got to be honest with yourself and the person. If you know that the female on the other side and you were just friends, then I mean, what's the problem in going to celebrate her birthday? If you cool with her, it's her birthday, she's celebrating her life and the fact that she got into the world. If both of you know, if you looking at her like she's just a friend and you ain't trying to hit it no more, and you've had that talk with her, and she looks at you the same way, I don't see a problem. I got female friends too, so I just, you know, all my female friends I'm just cool with. You know, it's just good people. So I would go, whether they're exes or not. Now, some exes I would stay away from because I know they're crazy as hell. But we're also not friends. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not cool with any of my exes that are crazy. So I don't know. I think it's pretty entertaining. I think Brad wants that old thing back from Jen, man. You break up with your wife, you go right back to who you had right before your wife. So
Hollywood, I guess relationships, man.
What'd you say?
Say that's some Hollywood relationships. They can do the bounce back in Hollywood.
I don't understand how Hollywood and the music industry all sleep with the same woman. I feel like that if I was real rich and real famous, I go get the best looking woman from a poor country and say, you'll never have to work again, but you have to sign this prenup and you can never sleep with anybody else. And I feel like she would take the deal.
Yeah, she would.
I don't understand how these people end up sleeping with all each other, the same people, but you know, I guess that's just the, All right, so the other random topic I got. Let me start with you, New York. You might be a little bit too young for this. I wrote down, I really wanted to talk about Monica Lewinsky. I wanted to get a Republican on here, too. Like, I was thinking about this the other day. I was reading about some politics and all Trump stuff and the Clintons and Obamas, and I was going real deep dive into my political YouTube and NPR articles. And somehow I ended up on like the new Monica Lewinsky documentary and all this stuff. And I thought about it and I wrote this down. What was the big problem with Monica Lewinsky? Like, the man cheated on his wife. Granted, not good. Shouldn't be cheating on your wife. But all he did was get some head. Like, why was it that big of a deal? Why was sucking, like, like, he's the president. He's supposed to get his dick sucked, right? Like, what was the big deal about Monica Lewinsky? And I was trying to get into a deep dive about why it was such a big story. And everything I read, I just couldn't understand why everybody was so appalled that the president was getting hit. So, I mean, I'll jump to you, New York. Do you think that Monica Lewinsky's story should have been as big of a deal as it was?
That's a good question. I feel like that.
I mean, you was pretty young.
I feel like, I don't know for real, but I mean, at the end of the day, if you got a if you marry, especially to somebody like what's it called, to his wife, like, I feel like you should have kept that like as a like a closet secret. That shouldn't even ever got out. Whatever you do on your own time, keep it a secret, all that. I feel like I don't want to say it's not big of a deal, because I know if I was in a relationship and my shorty got hair from another nigga, whatever, I'd be mad tight. I really would be tight. But I mean,
yeah, but she's not gonna go on trial. She's not gonna lose her job over it.
You president of the United States. I mean, you govern in the country. At that, I don't think it's a big of a deal, but I can see how it's a big of a deal to that certain type of America. I would say that.
I don't know. Go ahead. Finish.
No, I just feel like if you hold that certain like a high title position, people look to you as like a certain type of, like a saint. Or like a god or something type, like, so you, they just expect you to not do no wrong.
Yeah, you can't expect a man not to get hit, no matter what position you're in. A man is always going to accept from head.
Look,
we've accepted.
You got that
right. I can't say we. I'm not going to incriminate anybody, but you've been in a certain circumstance. I'll just say me. I've been in certain circumstances where I was like, man, I don't even like her like that. And the offer of head comes, and I'm like, ah, she's cool.
I agree with you on that. Not to incriminate myself. but I agree with you on that.
You're an idiot.
I mean,
it just changes your whole perspective.
Yeah, at that age, like, my girl, I mean, like, it ain't nothing, really. It's not like it's penetrating. I feel like it's not cheating, but it is cheating. But, I mean, yeah, you go to somebody else. I don't want to incriminate myself too much.
Yeah, you go. Go ahead. Hey, I'm not even worried about incriminating y'all. I'm just asking about how big of a situation is. Because Bill Clinton almost lost the presidency because he got some head. Like, to me, that's crazy. But Hope, what do you think? You were my age then. What you remember that story? Do you think it should have been that big of a story?
Well, I think the reason it was is because he lied under oath about it.
Right.
So
yeah, but doesn't that make sense? Like, I'm not going to admit cheating on my wife. Like that's hustling backwards.
Right, but
and she was his age.
When you lie as the president of the United States, so. Like, that's a big deal. Like, now it's like, what else have you lied about? Or what else would you be willing to lie about under oath? Like, clearly
right.
At that point, the oath that you took means nothing. If you won't understand it.
I feel like lying about cheating on your wife should be acceptable. Because I don't think...
Really?
Look, I'm not advocating cheating on your wife. But if you got some head in the back of a car and somebody says, yo, did you just get some head? I feel like we're not talking about the oath of the protecting the country at this point. Like, if your oath is to protect the country from, like, nuclear weapons and making sure the American citizens are safe, I agree with you. But if somebody's like, yo, did you just get some head back there? Of course you're like, nah. I'm married.
Yeah, you got to take that to the grave.
You got to see out there blabbing.
Yeah,
right.
Man, she set him up bad. I don't know, man. That's rough. What'd you think? Oh, go ahead, Ho. Go ahead, finish, Ho.
I mean, you got to remember, she was out there talking about it. Like, saying he used his power to get it. Like, it wasn't just like he was
she kept the dress with it. You know what?
Yeah, like, she was like...
Oh, go ahead, Ho.
No, I was saying... No, I was saying, go ahead.
It wasn't just like he just had action. Like, she was saying that he was using his presidential power to get it and guilting her into doing stuff and keeping her job. Like, it was bigger than just, like, randomly getting some head in the Oval Office. Like, she claimed that he was using his presidential power to make her do things.
Oh, so this is like a rape thing.
Kind of, but she willingly did it. More like
she gave it up.
Go ahead, jump in, Anna. What you got?
Nah, she gave it up. I understand why it was a big deal, but personally, I don't think it should have been a big deal. Like, I mean, but because she was his aide, and because he was the president, and because he probably was abusing his power, but the fact of the matter is, this goes back to the whole casting couch situation. Like, yeah, did those guys abuse their power with the women on the casting couch? Sure. But did they have the opportunity to say no? Sure, they could have said no. They could have been like, nah, I ain't giving you head to get a role in a movie. But they did it. Why? Because they wanted a damn role in a movie.
Yeah, you went there, and I don't know if I'm riding with you on that one.
I'm just saying.
Let you hold.
Would you say ho?
I'm going to let him hold that one, y'all. I'm not jumping in there.
And I love you,
whatever,
man.
Whatever.
But yeah, I mean,
I'll stand alone on this one. Like, hey, you want the movie role? You do this. You don't want the movie role? Don't do it.
Is that okay, though? You think that's okay to do?
I'm not saying it's
like,
okay. No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying it's okay to abuse your power. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, everybody in the situation has choices. Everybody
True.
In the situation has a choice. So if you're presented with a choice you don't like, don't take the damn choice.
True.
So what you're essentially saying is, it's okay for me to disrespect myself or to allow somebody else to disrespect me so I can get what I want. If that's what you're saying, then you got to blame yourself. You can't blame the cat for asking.
I understand what you're saying, but I wonder if that's different because we're men. So, for example, if I walk into a job, I really want a job, and the guy was like, well, you have to kiss me. I'm like, yo, but I'm not gay. And he says, well, you have to kiss me if you want this job. I say, well, kiss my ass. I'm not, well, that would be gay too. But I was like, nah, I ain't
exactly.
gonna hold this job. Like, get out of my face. But
I don't want the job that bad, and I'm rolling.
But I wonder if it's different from a woman because women are more vulnerable. I don't know if that's sexist for me to say. Like, I don't know. I don't want to get involved with this without a woman on the line. So
we can't get into that. It's 2019. Women are always talking about how they want equal rights and they're independent and stuff like that. So they should have the same balls that we have since they want to be equal.
Whoa.
Y'all should have the same balls that we have and tell somebody
Whoa.
Who puts you on a casting couch to kiss your ass the same way I would tell them to kiss my ass. Simple.
Now, and you live in Atlanta. You got to watch that comment about having women having the same balls that you got, because you can find that in Atlanta.
I knew you were gonna go there. I knew you were going. You were gonna go there. Something ain't right. You know, something's not right.
Atlanta.
Something's not right with you, man.
You got to check.
You're just not right.
You got to check in Atlanta. I love the city of Atlanta. Wakanda forever. You just got to check. You just got to check if you're single. But, you know, I don't know. Hope I'll jump back to you for last comment. I mean, that was just my only thing. Like, I get it. He lied on oath. But I guess in my head I was thinking that, of course he would lie on oath. He's married. Who's going to tell the truth about cheating on a wife? As long as he's not putting the country in danger. I get what you're saying. If he lied about that, what else is he going to lie about? But in my head, I'm like, he wouldn't lie about – that doesn't mean he would lie about anything else. But he's going to lie to protect his marriage. Like, he cheated on his wife. Who's going to admit to that?
Yeah,
yeah,
remember
the
man?
You a question, though.
I've never had sexual relations with that woman.
I mean, if his hands was behind his head and he never rubbed her on the back of the head to tell her how to do it right. He ain't lying.
You said he's not lying if he didn't grab the back of her head, though?
Yeah, like if he pulled his pants. Yo, I mean, honestly, like think about it. This is a bad conversation.
Yo.
But think about it. But think about it. If you just sitting there, shorty comes in and says, it's Valentine's Day, I'm going to suck your dick. And she unzips your pants, pulls your meat out, and starts sucking your dick. You didn't do anything. You just sat there.
No, just stop it, you. Stop.
You technically didn't have sexual relations with her. She had sexual relations with you.
Me, man.
If she had it with you, you had it with her. Yo. You can't only can't do it by yourself.
Right.
Yo, if I'm falling asleep in a club and a girl grabs my meat, she can't say, oh, we had sexual relations. She can't say I masturbated on him. That's messed up. Like, this is my body. If I didn't ask you to touch me, yo, I shouldn't be charged with anything.
Hashtag, there you go with the Me Too. Hashtag Me Too. Shut your ass.
If you don't stop her, you think that's gonna ride in the court of your marriage, yo?
Right.
Well, it rode in the court of marriage. No, my wife's definitely leaving me, hands down. But in the court of law, you know, I could be like, look, man, I was intimidated. That's what Bill Clinton should have said. I was intimidated.
By his aide? He was intimidated by his aide. Okay.
Look, no, he was intimidated because she had her mouth on his dick, and she could have bit down if he showed any aggression. Boom.
Got mind control over Debo.
There you go.
Look. Yeah. We'll probably get you in prison faster, bro. It's a hard day.
Yeah. I got a mean track record in court, yo. I'm undefeated, never lost.
Yeah.
But all right. So yeah, I don't know, man. That whole Monica Lewinsky thing bothered me. I just don't think we should be losing jobs overhead. I get rape. People should lose their job over rape. Being racist, cool. Lose your job if you're still mad at people because of the color of their skin. But some head, yo, like head is great, yo. Andre 3000 said head wasn't really cheating, yo. And I believe everything Andre 3000 says.
Wow.
Something's wrong with you tonight. Seriously.
I mean, I don't know. But all right, man, we're going to wrap this up, man. Good conversation tonight on the Valentine's Day night. I appreciate you good brothers for joining us, man. New York, anything you want to say to the people? Tell them to go cop their blood pop at a store near you.
Hey, yo, definitely go cop that. Support black businesses and all that. You heard? Support New York. Support everybody. I definitely support you, my brother.
My G, I appreciate you joining us. Make sure you check in again. And I'll holler at you next week, my brother. Well, I'll holler at you during the week. You know how we do. All right, my brother.
Yes. Big fact.
Hope, you got anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
Yeah, man, just stay strong out there, man. Don't fall for the. You ain't hit me on Valentine's Day to my single brother, yo. Stay strong. Stay strong during the struggle, man. Don't post no selfies.
Yo, we got some brothers out there that are struggling on Valentine's Day to hit. They hear plenty of people where I'm going to just chill with my daughters tonight or I just do a chill with my kids or just chill with my mama or my grandmama on Valentine's Day. But good talk, Hope. Thanks for joining us as always, man.
Yes, sir.
And, oh, my brother, man, good talk tonight, man. Yo, I'm glad you was able to join us on Valentine's Day. You're one of my single friends that I was worried about last night, man. I was hoping nobody was...
So what you mean you were worried about me, man? What you talking about?
I was worried about you, yo. I ain't know how many folks you had trying to grip you up, man. Make you take them out.
I had a few of them, man. I had to put them all off, man. Everybody's on pause till next week.
Yo, now you're taking a week off, all-star break. So you take a break.
All-star break, baby. Damn right.
Hey, anything you want to say to the people before you roll?
Yeah, man, all the people out there fighting a good fight, on these whack holidays, man. Don't get caught up in the machine.
My man, I hot you next. Well, I keep saying next week, like I ain't gonna talk to you in like an hour or tomorrow. So
right,
be safe, my brother.
All right, brother.
Oh man, what a good conversation on the off ramp. Valentine's Day guy editions. Valentine's Day is whack. Don't believe the hype. Love your partner every day. Don't wait till February fucking 14th to tell your partner you love him. Tell him you love him every day. And when February 14th comes, tell him suck your dick. I tell you I love you every day. I don't need a day to tell me to tell you that I love you. I tell you I love you every day. Because love is about every day. Love is about work. Valentine's Day is whack. Folks out there that that celebrated Valentine's Day, I hope y'all had a good one. I hope you got your lady some chocolate, some back rub with some oils. You know what I mean? Wash the lighters and the candles with the oils. You don't want to start a fire and have Valentine's Day end bad. But I hope y'all enjoyed the Valentine's Day conversation. Very manly, very on top of the metrosexual, not metrosexual, the men. I don't know what the fuck they call it. The real heavy wide testosterone tonight. Real heavy wide, and I loved it, man. Had the homies in here rapping about homie stuff, enjoying Valentine's Day, they're hanging out. I hope you folks out there enjoyed us on the internet. Thanks for all the texts and all the clips you've been sending us. Hope y'all folks have a good night. Thanks as always for joining us on the off ramp. As always, you can holler at me at Beach Bump Gun pretty much everywhere until NO decides to hook me up with a website or until I get with him so that we can work on this thing together. Always feel free to call in 929-477-3975. Next week, we got a bunch of stuff. Again, I didn't get a chance to get to brown eggs versus white eggs. And if we have a racist society when it comes to buying eggs, and a polar bear invasion in Russia. Like, polar bears just stormed the city. Chernobyl. Read an article about Chernobyl, and it's full of radioactive animals. So, like, we literally have, like, I don't know if you remember the video games where the radioactive animals are running around and they're all grainy and you have to shoot them. Like, that's real life right now. And then I read a story about how they're bringing back extinct animals and they're having this discussion that if we should bring them back. They say it's good for the ecosystem, put them in certain places where humans had killed them off, put them back there, repopulate them. And they're having a whole discussion about ethically should we bring back these animals. And I was watching, and it was a conference that I was watching. It's a random conference on YouTube, and I'll get the name for you. But I want to talk about it because at one point the lady said, we're talking about this ethically, but you know rich people are doing it already, and rich people are be willing to pay for this technology, so we must regulate it now, or rich people are just going to pay to have this done. And I thought, fuck, someone's creating Jurassic Park. So we'll discuss that next week, man. Again, as always, thanks for joining us on the off-ramp, man. Until next week, I'll holler at y'all.